Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
We continue to watch the COVID-19 pandemic, hopefully reaching a plateau sooner than later. We have some light at the end of that tunnel. Governor Cuomo yesterday talking about how the number of deaths dropped, so there could be some good news there, but it's still a very dire situation in New York.
That's right, Dave. As of Sunday, there's 122,000 plus cases, including more than 4,000 deaths. The day-to-day total in New York City slightly declined for a day, raising the question of, well, has it hit a plateau in the city? Which, you know, would give folks optimism to say, to think maybe, okay, it's going to crest at some point and start to come down in the city. And I have emphasized in the city because elsewhere we're not quite seeing that. We're seeing it kind of spread out into the suburbs from there. Everyone who follows it probably knows there was a hot spot in Westchester County just north of the city right at the start. And now we're seeing growing numbers kind of spreading out from there. The governor has flagged that Long Island could, in fact, be sort of a next hotspot. Nassau County, there's about 14,000 cases. Suffolk County, 12,000 cases. The number of deaths sort of just inching upward in each suburban county. We've also seen issues in Rockland County. As referenced on Friday, we're getting into this issue about ventilators. The governor wants to power to move some downstate. We've seen some resistance from upstate communities, you know, worried that as soon as it hits there, they might not have the ventilators. The governor has seemed to have gone over and over stressing that they will move them to every hotspot where it's needed, as soon as they're needed. But it's kind of curious. You've seen a lot of harmony and pitching in so far in the state. But when it came to the question of moving these ventilators, you started to see some resistance from places outside of New York City.
You also have had, amidst all of this, the passing of a budget. Any update there, Yancey?
Yeah, we have a budget on paper of $177 billion. And there's that old phrase, not worth the paper that it's written on. And that might be a little too harsh for this. But I tell you, this is probably the most ephemeral state budget that they've ever passed, maybe ever in recent memory, for sure. Essentially, what they did was they took the governor's figure in January, as he proposed it, which was about $178 billion, and kind of just kept that figure and penciled in a lot of figures. It's more of a written in pencil figure than ink, because all of it hinges on getting a huge bailout from the federal government along the lines of $10 billion. They don't have that yet. And also, this is a budget that gives the governor the power to rewrite it as soon as April 30th, May 1st. So yeah, on paper, school districts stay flat or get a little bump. Legislators are actually telling their school districts, this is not a figure you can bank on. This is a figure that you should use very cautiously, and there might be an update very soon before the school districts even put together their budget.
Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, stay safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.